Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announces in Lok Sabha three terrorists involved in Pahalgam attack killed under Operation Mahadev in Srinagar district. Accuses Congress leader P. Chidambaram of giving a clean chit to Pakistan. Special discussion on Operation Sindoor underway in lower house. Rajya Sabha adjourned till 2 p.m. amid opposition uproar on various issues. DRDO conducts two consecutive successful flight tests of Pralay missile at Odisha coast. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan says National Education Policy 2020 lays roadmap to promote world-class education in India. Three people killed and one missing as flash flood wreaks havoc in Mandi district of Himachal Pradesh. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Rajasthan, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. And International Tiger Day is being celebrated today to raise awareness on conservation efforts worldwide. The Lok Sabha today resumed special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said, during Operation Mahadev yesterday, the Indian Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police neutralized the three terrorists involved in the Pahalgam terror attack. He said three rifles which were used in the Pahalgam terror attack were seized from the terrorists. Mr. Shah informed that the three terrorists, Suleiman Shah, Gibran and Hamza Afghani, were successfully eliminated.
कल ऑपरेशन महादेव में सुलेमान उर्फे फैजल जट अफगान और जिब्रान तीन आतंकवादी सेना सीआरपीएफ और जम्मू कश्मीर पुलिस के संयुक्त अभियान में ऑपरेशन महादेव में मारे गए। सुलेमान ए श्रेणी का लश्करे तोयबा का कमांडर था पहलगाम हमले में और गगनगीर आतंकी हमले में वो लिप्त था इसके ढेर सारे सबूत हमारी एजेंसियों के पास.
Mr. Shah stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi acted with unwavering resolve in response and authorized Operation Sindoor. He emphasized that security forces were instructed not to allow the terrorists responsible for the Pahalgam attack to leave the country. He hailed the country's armed forces, saying they eliminated the terrorists and dismantled their camps with surgical precision.
मैं आज इस सदन के माध्यम से सेना के पैरा फोर सीआरपीएफ के सारे जवान जो अभियान में शामिल थे और जम्मू कश्मीर पुलिस के जो जवान थे वो सभी को सदन और पूरे देश की ओर से बहुत बहुत साधुवाद देना चाहता हूँ.
The Home Minister said the country's security forces not only eliminated the terrorists but also targeted those who sent them. He added that the day Lashkar-e-Taiba claimed responsibility for the attack, the government gave the responsibility of delivering justice to the country's armed forces. He emphasized that the Narendra Modi government has a policy of zero tolerance against terrorism. Mr. Shah criticized former Home Minister P. Chidambaram for seeking proof of the terrorists being from Pakistan, giving a clean chit to Pakistan.
ये कहते हैं कि पाकिस्तानी नहीं थे इसका मतलब पूरी दुनिया के सामने इस देश का एक पूर्व गृह मंत्री पाकिस्तान को क्लीन चीट दे रहा श्री चिदंबरम अगर पाकिस्तानी आतंकवादी नहीं थे तो पाकिस्तान पर हमला क्यों किया वो भी सवाल खड़ा कर रहे हैं और इस देश का गृह मंत्री जो कांग्रेस पार्टी से आता है वो कहता है कि क्या सबूत पाकिस्तान को बचाने का इनका ये षड्यंत्र आज 130 करोड़ लोग जान रहे हैं.
Participating in the discussion, K. Kanyamuri of the DMK said Mr. Shah criticized the opposition and made it sound like they are less patriotic, but the DMK has never failed the nation. She added that the opposition parties had extended their support to the government following the Pahalgam terror attack.
The Home Minister in his speech pointed out saying he made it sound like we are less patriotic. We have never failed this nation. We stood with this country. You are against us.
The discussion on Operation Sindoor is underway. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar in the House. As soon as the House met for the day, Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run the zero hour, but opposition members created ruckus demanding discussion over various issues, including SIR in Bihar. The Deputy Chairman said he has received 24 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, but the notices were rejected, citing ruling. Amid noisy scenes, the House was adjourned till 2 p.m. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the government has taken several measures to increase the income of farmers and production of food grains in the last 10 years. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chauhan said food grain production has increased from 246 million tons in 2013-14 to 353 million today. He said the production of pulses has also increased from 16 million tons in 2013-14 to over 25 million tons.
सीएससीपी के माध्यम से उस पर 50% मुनाफा देकर एमएसपी तय की जाती है। धान की एमएसपी 2013-14 में 1310 थी, अब बढ़कर 2369 हो गई। मूंग की 4500 से बढ़ा के केवल 10 साल में 6 लाख मीट्रिक टन उन्होंने दलहन खरीद दी। हमने 1,82,00,000 मीट्रिक टन खरीद के दिखाई है, तो हम एमएसपी भी बढ़ा रहे हैं। हम खरीद भी रहे, हम किसान सम्मान निधि भी दे रहे हैं, हम केसीसी पर सस्ता ब्याज भी दे रहे हैं, तो किसानों की आय दुगनी तो कर रहे हैं माननीय अध्यक्ष महोदय।
Both houses of parliament today lauded chess player Divya Deshmukh for winning the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup 2025. In the Rajya Sabha, Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Divya Deshmukh has made the nation proud by winning the tournament. He said that she has displayed remarkable skill and resilience at a young age, and her journey is an inspiration for the young generation. In the Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla praised Divya Deshmukh, saying the entire nation is elated at her win. He also expressed happiness that both the finalists of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup were Indian women. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the National Education Policy, NEP 2020, serves as a philosophical framework designed to promote world-class education universally, and it has become the most significant route towards achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Akhil Bharatiya Shiksha Samagam 2025 in New Delhi today, he highlighted that NEP 2020 represents a transformative renaissance in the Indian education system.
आज हमारे सामने लक्ष्य है 2047 विकसित भारत की ओर जाते हुए नेशनल मिशन के नाते एनईपी 2020 हमारी पाथवे बनी हुई है। हमने आज को एनईपी 2020 को क्लासरूम्स, कैंपस और कम्युनिटी तक पहुंचाने में सफल हुए हैं। इट्स नॉट जस्ट एन एजुकेशन रिफॉर्म, इट्स इंडिया इंटेलेक्चुअल रेनेसेंस। ये केवल सुधार नहीं है, परंतु ये वैचारिक, बौद्धिक और सांस्कृतिक पुनर्जागृति का एक नया दार्शनिक दस्तावेज है।
News just in, the discussion on Operation Sindoor has started in the Rajya Sabha. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is currently speaking in the Upper House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences to the families of the devotees who lost their lives in a road accident in Jharkhand's Deoghar today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the accident tragic. Mr. Modi also wished for the speedy recovery of all the injured. In Jharkhand, four Kanwadiyas travelling in a bus to Deoghar died on the spot during a head-on collision between a bus and a truck near Jamunia Chowk in Mohanpur block on the Deoghar Hansdiha road this morning. More than 20 passengers are seriously injured. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, conducted two consecutive successful flight tests of the Pralay missile on the 28th and 29th of July from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. The tests validated the missile's maximum and minimum range capability with pinpoint accuracy. developed by the DRDO, Pralay is an indigenously developed solid propellant quasi ballistic missile employing state-of-the-art guidance and navigation to ensure high precision. The missile is capable of carrying multiple types of warheads against various targets. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, the armed forces and the industry for the successful flight tests. The 27-hour and 30-minute countdown for NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, NISAR, slated for launch tomorrow, will begin this afternoon at 14:10 hours IST. NISAR is the first joint satellite mission of the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO and US's National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. A report.
The NISAR satellite mission is the first dual-band radar satellite and GSLV's first launch into 743-kilometer sun-synchronous orbit with an inclination of 98.4 degrees. It is a groundbreaking collaboration between ISRO and NASA, showcasing strong technical cooperation between the two space agencies' technical teams for over a decade. This joint Earth observation mission aims to track changes on land and ice, detect natural disasters, and provide critical data for climate studies and disaster response. The mission sets a global benchmark for Indo-US scientific collaboration and demonstrates India's commitment to global welfare and Earth observation. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
Three people have died and one remains missing after a cloudburst hit Jail Road in Mandi, Himachal Pradesh, following intense overnight rainfall. The deluge triggered widespread flooding and landslides, severely impacting infrastructure and isolating several areas. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu expressed grief over the tragedy. The Met Department has issued a warning of heavy rain in the state till August the 4th. A report.
Continuous heavy rainfall over the past 12 hours has severely affected daily life in most parts of Himachal Pradesh. In this monsoon season, Mandi district, already among the worst hit by disaster, was struck again early this morning when cloudburst triggered flash floods in the Jail Road and Hospital Road areas of Mandi town. Floodwaters and debris entered home and several vehicles were buried under the mud. Deputy Commissioner of Mandi, Apoor Devgan, stated that three people have died in this incident, one person is missing and another has been injured. He added that relief and rescue operations are underway and around 15 people have been safely evacuated. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Madhya Pradesh is receiving heavy monsoon rains in the entire state, due to which all the rivers are in spate. The state has received 70% of its rains this season. More from our correspondent.
Rain has been continuing since yesterday in 30 districts of the state, including the capital Bhopal. More than 10.5 inches of rain has been recorded in Singoli of Neemuch district. The meteorological department has issued an orange alert for very heavy rains in 14 districts today. There is a yellow alert for very heavy rains in 21 districts. In this season, the state has received 25.5 inches of rain, which is 70% of this season. Water is being released from the dam built on all the major rivers, due to which the floodlight conditions have been created in the villages on the river banks. Prashant Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
International Tiger Day is being celebrated today. The day is observed globally on the 29th of July every year to preserve tigers' natural habitats and raise public awareness and support for conservation efforts worldwide. Addressing an event in the National Zoological Park in New Delhi on the occasion, Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupinder Yadav said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, 11 new tiger reserves have been added in the country, increasing from 47 in 2014 to 58 now. He added that India is also working on the International Big Cat Alliance, which aims at the conservation of the world's seven principal big cats across 97 countries. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announces in Lok Sabha three terrorists involved in Pahalgam attack killed under Operation Mahadev in Srinagar district. Accuses Congress leader P. Chidambaram of giving a clean chit to Pakistan. Special discussion on Operation Sindoor underway in lower house and upper house. The RDO conducts two consecutive successful flight tests of Pralay missile at Odisha coast. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan says National Education Policy 2020 lays roadmap to promote world-class education in India. Three people killed and one missing as flash flood wreaks havoc in Mandi district of Himachal Pradesh, and International Tiger Day being celebrated today to raise awareness on conservation efforts worldwide. And with that, we end the midday news.